Okay. All right, Chevra, so we're going to start learning. Everyone has a little packet. First of all, my name is Yehuda Willick. I've heard so much about the Dinner and Learn, and it's really an amazing thing to be part of this, to be here. It's really a big success, and I wanted to, before we get to the main topic, I wanted to say a few words about what I feel about this. I just wanted to know, like, what was going on at Dinner and Learn. Has anyone been at Dinner and Learn before? Or is everyone new here?
No.
You're new? Ah. Anyone else new? You also know. Dan's new. Good. So I didn't really know exactly what was going on at the Dinner and Learn. So I inquired, and what I got, the response I got from a very special chashuv Rav, is that the group, it's not like a, you know, it's not one type. It's guys from all over, all divisions, people who aren't yet even in YU come. All sorts of people come, and it's a beautiful mix. And they come learn together. Of course, they come to learn, and you know, since they're here anyway, they eat. And I thought that was a beautiful thing that everyone comes to learn together. So I was reminded that there's a beautiful maharal. The maharal says that we're taught in the Gemara in Yevamos. What's the reason for? What's the reason for the Sfira Sa'omer? So the Gemara says that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they were lo nagu kavod zev zeh, right? They didn't treat each other with proper kavod, proper respect, right? So lo nagu kavod zev zeh. So the Maharal says, what's the gematria of kavod? What's the gematria of kavod? Any math majors here? Jared, 20, what's the... I think you're a math major.
22, 28, 26. 20,
32. That kavod is 32. This represents the first 32 days of the Omer, where they had that lack of kavod, lack of respect to each other. They didn't respect each other. They didn't... Maybe they, you know, they took five schnitzels and didn't leave the next guy a schnitzel, you know? Chas v'shalom, right? There are people who do that, but not here, right? Everyone here is, we're all getting together and learning together. But there are people who lo nagu kavod zeh b'zeh, right? There are people who don't treat each other with respect. And for that reason, there was this tremendous calamity where his talmidim died. And we know they stopped dying on the 33rd day. What's interesting is that the Mishnah says in Avos, in Perek Beis, the Mishnah says that Ezu Derech Sheidbak Baha Adam, what's the Derech where a person should cleave to? So there are many, many answers, but the top answer, the top rated answer, right? All the Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai registered on this question. Some said Shachin Tov, Ayin Tov, all different suggestions. Who won? The winner was the person who said Lev Tov. Right? The winner was Lev Tov. So some explain that what is Lev Tov equal? Gematria? You in the back. You in the back. 32. Anyone over there?
32.
Anyone?
Lev is 32.
You know too much. Isaac. Lev Tov. What is Lev Tov equal? 17, so 32 and 17, I see a hand up. 49. So some explain that what's the tikkun? What's the correction? How do we correct the chait of lo nagu kavod zeh b'zeh? The tikkun is lev tov. That you're having a good lev, having good lev to others, good heart, be good hearted, be nice to each other, be friendly to each other, do chesed to each other, having a lev tov, that's the tikkun to the chait of someone who had chesaron in his lev tov. And that's why we have the Sfira Sa'omer, which is 49 days. Why is it 49 days? 49 days correlates to lev tov, where we try to work and develop ourselves in our midos and our character traits in developing that lev tov, and that's ultimately the tikkun for the problems of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So again, so lo nagu kavod is 32, the tikkun is lev tov, and that's why lev tov, we say, is a derech sheyidbak ba'adam, is lev tov, 49 days of sphira. Alright, Baruch Meir, good? Ah, so listen. What does it say? It says in the pasuk, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Oh my, wow. Wow, a lot of people are there.
Come, move up.
Let's move up. Spin this way? Yeah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar.
I'm
going to
get the table
card,
right?
Ah. Okay. What does it mean, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar? What does the Chazal comment? Anyone? What did Chazal comment? Oh, very good. Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad. Right? Belev Echad. That the tikkun for the problems that lo nagu kavod debzeh was that on the way to Sfira Sa'omer and to ultimately to Kabbalah Satorah was ki ish echad, lev echad was the idea of lev echad, everyone coming together in preparation of Matan Torah of Har Sinai, and it's that preparation, that lev echad, the 32 plus, is what unifies us and prepares us for Matan Torah. In order to properly be Mekabel Torah, you have to be B'lei Vecha. Okay, you have to be B'lei Vecha. 32 plus. If you look in the Mishnah in Avos in Perek Vav, so the Mishnah says, one of the Kinyanei Torah, one of the Kinyanim, right? How many Kinyanei Torah are there? Anyone? Dovi, how many Kinyanei Torah are there? Let's take a guess. I guess? Anyone know?
48.
48, right? So there's a lot of people say Torah, about 48 versus 49. Right? One of the Kinyani Torah, the Mishnah says, is having a lev tov. And how are you going to Torah? How is one able to acquire Torah, to become a Talmud Chacham, to learn Torah? So you have to have a lev tov. Right? If you have a lev tov, if you have a good heart, a lev tov, that's one of the Kinyanei Torah. And that's essential in the time now that we're in, the Sfira Sa'omer. And it's something which I feel is that's something unique about Dinner and Learn, that people may not know the guy next to you, but you're coming together to learn, to have a nice dinner. It's a beautiful thing. I would suggest that maybe you could take this midah outside Dinner and Learn, and try to exemplify the Lev Tov, what the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva were lacking, and try to improve on it, to be friendly to each other in all environments. We have this SOI president-elect here, so if you have any ideas of how to improve Achdus on campus, we can really make an impact by suggesting, giving ideas to Rav Nosson. And really, I just think that it's an important thing that we should all work on. Okay, now that everyone finished dinner, we can pull out our packets. Okay, everyone got the... Arichan, did everyone get the... Everyone got the packets over here? What was that? Once again? Go down. Okay, everyone has? Do we have enough? Yeah? So page one. Okay, page one is on the top right corner of page one. You see the arrow there? This is what the chinuch writes. It's a famous chinuch. But I want to draw out one important point. I want to draw out one very important point, which is not necessarily a point which is sort of like the main idea in Sfira Sa'omer, but it's an important point nonetheless. Okay. All latecomers are just starting the packet. We're just starting the packet. Okay. All right. So page one says the chinuch in summarizing what the reason for Sfira Sa'omer is. Says the chinuch, "U'pnei kein ki hi kol ikun shel Yisrael uva'avura nigalu va'alu l'chol ha'gedula shalu aleha." It's Davinu Limdos Nimachas Yonta Shapesach Adyod Nesines Torah. Since Torah and learning Torah and learning Torah was one of the most important things, vital things for the Jewish people, therefore we have this Sibui to count from Pesach to Shavuos in preparation for Kabbalah Torah. Says the Chinuch, why is this necessary? Laharos, to show. Laharos, to show. B'nafshenu, hachefetz hagadol al-yom ha-nichbad ha-nichzav u-libeinu. To show that our souls desire, have a great desire for this great day. That we anticipate and we prepare. We're excited. We're excited for the Kabbalah Satorah. Yes,
Isaac. Should we be coming down rather than coming up?
What was that?
If that's the case, shouldn't we be coming down?
Oh, Isaac, Isaac, come on. We'll get there. But listen to the next three words, which is really why, Isaac, I'm not really looking for that point, but it's an important point anyway. The next three words is what my friend Yosef Mordechai pointed out to me. Yosef Mordechai is right here. And it's a very, very important language for the topic that I should discuss. The language of the Chinuch is a person should have the desire for Kabbalah Torah, for Shavuos, ke'eved yishayef l'tzel, like a slave, like a servant who works hard all day and all night. And he's working hard. And during the day he's slaving in the hot, brutal sun. And he's having a difficult time. And he waits, he anticipates, he can't wait for the time when he can relax in the shade. Ke'eved yishaf l'tzel. But notice the language. What does yishaf mean? Avi, let me hear some expert Hebrew. Yishaf. Yud shin aleph. Okay. It's okay. Yish'ah.
That's come Hebrew?
On. No? Anyone? Anyone?
Desire.
Desire. She'ifa, right? You know the word she'ifa? Desire. So, she'ifa mean, what does she'ifa mean? She'ifa means you're really looking to do it. You're really excited. You're really anticipating that event. So, just like this Eved, this slave, is really anticipating the time where you can relax. That kol shekein kavachomer, us, we should anticipate, be excited for the time that we can experience Matan Torah on Shavuos. So for 50 days, we're counting up to anticipate, to show our anticipation and excitement for Kabbalah Torah. So says the Chinuch, V'yimne tamid masa yavo eisa nechza be'lov she'etz l'cheres. And he counts the days when he can be free. Ki aminyin mar la'adam ki kol yisho v'chol chepto la'agiyo l'azmanehu. Because when you count, right, any chassanim here? Aren't you a chassan? Rebbe, are you a chassan? Anyone a chassan here? Any chassanim? Mirz Hashem, I bless you all that you should all become chassanim in the right time. In the right time. Mirz Hashem. Anyone who is looking for the girl and is of age, you can always contact me. It's not exactly the reason why I'm giving this year, but you know, if you think I could be of help and set you up, let me know if you're in what they call in the parasha. So if anyone's in the parasha, let me know. So anyway, so when you're engaged and you have this date for a chasna, so you're excited, you count. You count the days. So Shavuos is like a chasna between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we count the days in anticipation. We're excited. We can't wait. Okay? So that's the idea of counting towards Shavuos. So I want to take out a very important point, which is that this idea of she'ifa, of having that excitement and anticipation, right? For really, really being excited for something and looking forward and desiring and dreaming about a certain day or a certain experience Matan Torah, freedom, that midah of Sheifa is such an important midah. That's what I really want to take out from this chinah. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the mitzvos and the dynamics and the relationship between different mitzvos, Pesach and Shavuos, not only was He telling us that there's a connection to Pesach and Shavuos, He was telling us through the mitzvah of Sfira So'omer that this is a very important thing that we should inculcate into our Avodas Hashem, into our day-to-day life. That whenever there's something important in life, if there's a certain goal, there's a certain goal we want to accomplish, certain thing we want to accomplish, we have to desire it, we have to want it, we have to dream about it, we have to have a she'ifa, we have to have a real anticipation of what you want to accomplish. And it's that thing, it's that idea of she'ifa, that midah, which I think is so vital. I think it's such an important midah in a Jewish person's life. Of looking forward to accomplishing something. Every one of us here should have a dream, should have a she'ifa, a goal of what he wants to accomplish in his life. And here I'm talking to myself as well. That we all need to have a certain she'if, a certain goal. And that lesson of the importance of making yourself a goal, of making yourself that goal and anticipating it and getting it and being excited about accomplishing it, is something that we learn from the Minchas, from the Chinuch, in his explanation of the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Here I want to share with you something that I heard from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rosh Yeshiva, not only of Grus, but also of Gush, both. And it's an amazing, I heard this once, and Shal showed this from him, and it's really an amazing, amazing idea. It blew me away. I want to share it with you. Renee, you ready? Okay. The Gemara says in Yudalam and Aleph in Brachas, it's page 2. The Gemara says the following. It's towards the bottom. It's around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom. Alright, so the Gemara says 6 lines up from the bottom, I'm sorry. Says the Gemara in Brachos, preparation for Hashem next year. Yeshiva is learning Brachos, so pay attention. Be ahead of the game. Okay? Says the Gemara in Brachos, Omer Abyon, Omer Abzera. Kol halon shivas yamin below chalom nikra ra. Anyone who goes 7 days and sleeps for 7 days, doesn't sleep straight for 7 days, 7 nights straight, and doesn't have a dream, nikra ra. He's called an evil, evil person. You don't dream when you're sleeping for 7 days, you're called an evil person. The Gemara brings a raya, shenemar, v'saveya yolam bal yipokid ra, al tikri saveya el sheva. The Gemara brings a raya based on the pasuk that this person is called evil. It's an amazing Gemara. What's going on? Rabbi Weinberg, what's going on? It's a shver Gemara, no? You sleep for 7 days, you don't have a dream, you're an evil person. Dan, what's going on over here? You're evil? Oh, Charlie, yeah.
Isn't it a dream 1/60th of prophecy?
Ah, so you're Baruch Shekivanta, you're to Rashi. Rashi more or less says what Charlie said. Very good. Charlie, excellent.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
But that's one shot. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggested a different shot. Where he said, what does it mean not to have a dream? What does it mean not to have a dream? It means someone who doesn't have a dream in life. Someone who doesn't have a goal in life. Someone who doesn't have something he wants, a mission to accomplish in life. Doesn't have that goal. And of course, for a Jewish fella, our goal is one of Torah and mitzvos and serving God properly. So someone who doesn't have that goal, someone who doesn't have that mission and that dream, says the Gemara, he's an evil person. Because if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a dream, then you're never going to get there. You're never going to get there. I want to share with you a couple of amazing stories. An amazing story that maybe you've heard, but it really brings out the point about how important it is to dream. There's a very famous story with Rav Yosef Kahaneman. Who's Rav Yosef Kahaneman? What was that? The Panavizhar Rav. Very good. The Panavizhar Rav was renowned not only for his Torah knowledge, but for his ability to build Torah. And he built Torah in Israel before people, you know, before there were any really yeshivos. He's a tremendous builder of Torah. And of course, the reason why he's the Panavizhar Rav, because he was connected to Panavizh. The Panavizhar Rav made an address at the cornerstone ceremony of the Shivas Panavizh. Okay, anyone know Yiddish here? Can I say it in Yiddish?
Try.
Translate. It wasn't a long quote that I'm going to quote to you, and I don't know Yiddish so well myself. But said the Panavizhar Rav, you know what? I can't do the whole thing in Yiddish. I'll do a little bit in Yiddish. Panavizhar Rav, in his address, said that right over here, by the cornerstone, here is going to be a yeshiva where there are going to be more than 600 Talmidim learning. Now, you have to keep in mind that this was a long time ago, maybe over 60 years ago, I'm not sure exact date. There was no one learning in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Barely anyone. Of course, there were yeshivas there. Of course, I know there were other yeshivas, but it wasn't like today where you had thousands and thousands. There was very few people who were really learning in yeshiva. And he got up there and he said, I don't know, maybe something like the President Joel, you know, said, you know, he wants 1,000 more new students. I don't know, but you know, it reminds me of that. But he said, here is going to be a yeshiva where there are going to be 600 students. And he had no students. 600 students. So in the crowd was none other than, you know, great people, great giants of Torah like Chazon Ish, Rav Cheskel Abramsky, after the Panavizhar Rav finished talking, said to the Panavizhar Rav, now here I'm going to say a little Yiddish here. He said to him, Rebbe, Ir Cholent. Ir Cholent. Ir is like you in respectful Yiddish. And Cholent, not far from the word of Cholent. Ir Cholent. You're dreaming. You're dreaming your dreams. That's what we would say. In your dreams. So Dov, you know what he said back? So he said back to him a very powerful response. He said, in Yiddish again, Ya. Anyone?
Yes.
Good. Ooh, very good. Ya. Aber ich schluf nicht. Aber ich schluf nicht. But I'm not sleeping. Very good. Oh, see, you guys, anyone take Yiddish in college? Right? Yeah, tell the professor. He's very good. Ya, aber ich schluf nicht. Right? You're right. I'm dreaming, but I'm not asleep. I'm wide awake. And he realized that in order to accomplish in life, you have to dream, right? If you want to become a, whatever it is, you know, in yeshiva here, we talk about becoming someone who's learned, who understands how to read a Gemara, and to master a Gemara, and to learn Gemara well, and to be a Talmud Chacham. If you want to be able to accomplish that, you have to dream about getting there. Yisrael Salanter used to say that how do you become Yisrael Salanter? Because when he was younger, he used to dream about being Ligra. When he was younger, he dreamt. He said, I want to be like Ligra. Because he So he said that because he was dreaming about being like the Gra, he turned out like Rishal Salanter. So the importance of having these dreams is essential. They say from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim quoted Napoleon, right? Napoleon, the great conqueror, conquered much of Europe. And Napoleon said, how do I know who's a good soldier? It's a good soldier, or the only good soldier, or a soldier can only be a soldier if he has dreams of being a general. Because I know if he dreams to be a general, he'll be a good soldier. If he doesn't have a dream to be a general, he's not going to make it. The Chafetz Chaim said that the same thing about a person, a young person who's getting started with his learning, he's in yeshiva. If he dreams of being a Talmud Chacham, someone of a great stature, he'll make it. We have to dream. If we don't dream, that's it. Oh. Okay, so let's turn to page 3. Page 3 is the Tzav Aziraz. Anyone know who the Tzav Aziraz is? Anyone know? Who wrote the Tzav Aziraz? The Tzav Aziraz was written by none other than Rav Kleinemus Kalman from Piasetz. Right? The Piasetz and the Rebbe. So let's look inside. This is the first, it's the first page, second piece in Tzav Aziraz. Not a well-known sefer, and he says the following. Page 3. Says the Rebbe, "In Ritzoncha lavod es Hashem, ulahalos es atzmecha maila." If you desire to serve God and to raise it up a notch, you want to raise it up a notch, right? You want to become a better person. So how do you do that? Says the Rabbi, "V'lo tamo b'shnas hashivim l'chayachal k'viyom avar mitzvah shalcha." You don't want to be at the same place when you turn 70, the way you were like when you were 13. Okay, very powerful language, meaning you want to be able to grow in your avodas Hashem. You don't want to be where you're at when you were 13. You want to be a different person. You want to be a better person. How do you make it there? So let's look at the Rebbe says. Asei zo seifo. Do the following. B'chol shana asei lucha matara. Every year, the beginning of the year, asei lucha matara. What's a matara? Make yourself an objective, a goal, a purpose. Make yourself a purpose, a goal. Tzayir ba'atzmecha. Imagine yourself, im shimcha Reuven l'mashal, if your name was Reuven, Ezer Reuven Tia B'Shana Abba. Where do you want to be? What type of Reuven do you want to be the following year? Just think about it for a few moments. Where do you want to be the following year? Ezer Reuven Atarot. Where do you want to be? What type of Reuven do you want to be the following year? Ma Yuas Agosa Avodaso Midosa V'chol Tofna. What are your hasagos, what do you want to accomplish in your avoda and your midos and everything? V'ar uvein adimyoni, and this imaginary uvein that you've created for yourself, yia lecha lemida, limdod es atzmecha bo, is the measuring rod to measure yourself during the entire year. Kama chasu lecha o l'ar uvein adimyoni. Right? How much are you missing from that imaginary Reuven? Is your avoda and your perfection in your day-to-day life on track in attaining your goal? Are you on track? Are you on track with where you want to be? So every day you should be asking yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, am I on the way? Am I there? Am I getting there? And says the Piyasetzner Rebbe, an amazing thing. The Megia Shana Abba, and if the following year comes, Umadadata Satsimcha, and you measure yourself, Lo Igata, Afila Karsule or Uven Shal Shana Chadasha. And you didn't reach it. You didn't reach your goal. You didn't even get to the ankles of where Reuven, or where the Reuven you wanted to be, was. So you should consider it as if you lost out on some days of your life. And here he explains something which is such an amazing line. And when I read it, I was really taken by it. Where he says, Ki rak haruven asher lifnei shana, or asher lifnei eser shanim, turn the page, chai. Because which Reuven is alive? It's the Reuven of last year. The Reuven that was supposed to be of this year never made it. You stagnated. You're only the Reuven of last year. You haven't made it to the Reuven of this year. And look what he says about Avram. That Avram zakim ba b'yamim. The pasuk says that Avram was elderly, and he was ba b'yamim, and he was advancing in his days. What does it mean he was advancing? He had all his days. He came with his days. Says the Piyasetzner Rebbe, Avram shel hayom, haya shel hayom, v'lo Avram shel esmol. That Avram Avinu was unique because Avram of today was Avram of today, not Avram of yesterday. Meaning when Avram lived 175 years, he lived every day of his life. He didn't stagnate. He wasn't the Avram of 160 and just stop there. He didn't stop growing and progressing in his Avodas Hashem and who he was after 160 years or after 50 or after 10 or after 20 years or after 18 years. Every day of his life was a new day. It was a day of advancement. So he lived a full life. He lived a full life. He lived a long life. People who stop growing at age 20 or age 23. So the next 40 years, they're really living, they're stagnated at the age 23. They haven't advanced. They're still at age 23. Here, Avram, it's amazing. It's an amazing idea. The people who are stagnated at 23 don't make for themselves this matara, this purpose, this goal of advancing, of becoming a better and greater person. So you're living out the Avram of yesterday, of years ago. It's a really powerful thing to think about when we're thinking about advancing from Pesach to Shavuos, of becoming better people. There's a story that you may have heard. It's a story with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, we know, was the great Rav. And he was once visiting in Europe his uncle. His uncle was Rav Avram Yafin. Rav Avram Yafin was a Rosh Yeshiva in Europe in Nevarduk. Anyone hear of Nevarduk? Nevarduk was an interesting yeshiva. And it attracted a certain type. But there are many great, great Rabban and Musar exemplars who came from Nevarduk. Anyway, so Rav Chaim comes to Nevarduk, and he asks his uncle, the Rosh Yeshiva, show me who's the best guy in the yeshiva. Everyone knows, there's the best guy in the yeshiva, right? Everyone's the best guy in the yeshiva, right? Who's the best guy in the yeshiva? So the yeshiva takes him around. And he says, you see that guy over there? That guy is the biggest, he's the deepest thinker. He's a very deep thinker. He's a lamdan. He understands Reb Chaim. I don't know if it was Reb Chaim then. But whatever it was, he understands deep things, deep concepts. They moved on. He goes to the next row and he points to the next guy and he says, that guy, oh, he's a big masmid, right? He learns all day and night. He's a big masmid. Goes to the next guy, in the back, and he says, this guy, he's the biggest Yerushalmi. He has a tremendous amount of fear of God. So Reb Chaim says, I want to know who's the best guy in the yeshiva. So his uncle takes him all the way to the back, all the way in the back. And he says, he points to the guy learning in the corner, and he says, that guy is the best guy in yeshiva. So Reb Chaim looks at him and says, well, no one's ever heard of that guy. Who's that guy? All the way in the back? Who is he? No one heard of him. So his uncle said, you know who that is? That's the guy who has he has dreams. He really wants to get there. He really wants to learn. He really wants to excel. You know who's going to be the best guy? You know who's the best guy? Who's going to be the best guy? It's the person who really dreams about being the best guy. He's the guy who's going to make it. And that guy was the Kilas Yaakov, Yisrael Kanevsky, one of the great giants of last generation. The point is that in order to really succeed, you have to have dreams, you have to want to accomplish. Is there a chumash gracious? Chumash gracious? Preferably a mikros gedolos, but otherwise any chumash. One of the things that's necessary in order to accomplish your dreams is a person has to know to get from one place to another. And we know they're building the Gluck Center. So how do you build such a magnificent building? It's a magnificent building. Whoever dreamt of that building, or maybe take the old, thank you very much, the old building of, the old Zeissen Hall, that's a magnificent building. It took a dream to think of building that building.
And a lot of noise.
A lot of noise, right? But how do you get there? How do they build the building? So there's the person who thought about it, the architect, so he wrote blueprints. And those blueprints were basically enabled the people to follow those blueprints and build the building. So in order to fulfill your mission, your dream, you also have to have a blueprint. You have to have a blueprint. You have to know how to get there. That's something that we can't forget about. I saw that some point out in Bereishis, Perakid Beis, and Pasuk Hey. So there's interesting redundancy where it says that Avram was progressing, he was going to Eretz Yisrael. And it says, "Vayetzul alechas aratz Kanan." He left Charan to go towards aratz Kanan. Vayevo aratz Kanan. Wow, very good.
Speaking of
question. Okay. Vayetzul alechas aratz Kanan. Vayevo aratz Kanan. So some point out that's a little bit redundant. He left to go to aratz Kanan. He got to aratz Kanan. Some explain that. What is this message? That Avram Avinu had a plan. He planned where he was going to go. And he dreamt about going to Eretz Yisrael. And he got there. He didn't just, right? He didn't just dream about it, but he actually got there. That we have to make for ourselves goals and we have to get to them. That's a very important thing in life, that whatever we do, it's an important mida in all areas of life. You want to accomplish, you want to be a doctor. So you got to be crazy. If you don't have a dream to be a doctor, right, Charlie? You got to be crazy. Right? You know what you go through? It's nutty. So why do people do it? Because they have a dream. They really want to be a doctor. If you really want to be a doctor, you'll do all the necessary steps. You'll go in high school already. You'll start working hard. In college, You'll study day and night. You'll do what it takes. Right? And why do you do that? Because you really want to get there. That's what it has to be as well. For Sfiras HaOmer, for Kabbalas HaTorah, for becoming a better person. And that's an important midah. I want to share with you something that I thought was fascinating, and really why the topic of today was named, what was it named? Ascending the Sphere Ladder. Okay, lessons for life. Thank you, Aritain, for the help. Let's look at the page number 5. And it's from a sefer called Atzeret. It's not a, I don't think it's a well-known sefer. But he quotes here something which I think is an amazing thing, very beautiful thing. He says the following. Minag Nosaf, this is midway. It's by the, like, sort of the, it's like the fourth paragraph on page 279. It's on page 5 here. Minag Nosaf Kayam Bekehilo Shonos. There was a tradition in certain congregations, certain areas in Europe, or actually I shouldn't say Europe, partly in Europe, but maybe others. V'hu achilas uga ha'afuya mishiva shlavim. To eat cake, which was made of 7 layers. 7-layer cake. An amazing thing. There was a tradition on Shavuos. You think 7-layer cake is an American creation? We're talking about hundreds of years ago that there was a tradition to have 7-layer cake on Shavuos. Not cheesecake. No, no, not cheesecake. 7-layer cake. What's the pshat?
Cheese, cherry.
What's the pshat? So he says, "B'tzurasa b'dmus sulam," because these 7 layers had the tzura of a sulam, of a ladder. Kachaya minag bekilos Frankfurt al Main. Anyone, any yakis here? So, Mustamba, you have this minag at your house, no?
Of course.
Do you?
No.
yeah. You lost it all. You wear talis?
Yes.
So, what's the difference?
So I wash after Kiddush also.
You wash it? Okay. You wash after Kiddush?
After Kiddush.
You have green corn soup?
We do have green corn soup.
His mother's Spartan.
If you have a grand corn soup, you should have 7-layer cake on the Shavuos.
I'll put an order this year.
Okay, good. So says this sefer, and here he's quoting from the sefer Yosef Ometz, which is more well known. Ve'al kapanim minhago lasos milisa michalav, to have some sort of milchig type of dish, o basar or fleshig. Udmus sulam mizayin shlivo saleh. It was like a 7-layered steak, or like a 7-layered cheesecake, maybe. That's not really clear. Now, why are you supposed to have 7 layers? So says the Yosef Omet, zechel zayin rakiim, to commemorate, to remember the zayin rakiim, the 7 heavens. Shakara kadosh baruch hu b'shas matan Torah. God split through 7 heavens. When he gave the Torah to the Klal Yisrael. Okay? Laharo she'ein od milvado, to show that there's no one else besides Hashem. V'hu minit tov yafeh. So everyone should tell their moms or their, wherever they're going to be for Shavuos, they should have 7-layer steak or 7-layer cake. It's a minit yafeh, he says. Okay. Let's skip to the following paragraph. Rabbi Kolonimus ben Kolonimus. Okay? He was an Ish Italia. What was Italia? Italy, right? He was a man of Italy. He was from Italy. Any Italians here? No one from Italy. Okay? So, Chief Rabbi, okay? So, maybe it's a minig. So, he brings down a tradition. Shanagum Koma B'Sifer Evan Bochin. Never heard of it. Rabbi Hoffman, you ever heard of that Sefer? Evan Bochin? Yeah? I've never liked to locate the sefer Evan Bochin. V'kachu Omer b'machrozes charuzim. So he wrote like a poem. What was the poem? Pasaba b'kisnin rikue pachim maisa avos. This pasaba b'kisnin, which is a type of mizonos, type of, it's like a cake.
Cheesecake.
Not necessarily cheesecake. Rikue pachim maisa avos, like braided, and I'm not sure exactly. Okay. Are you right? It does say that. V'sulamos she'enon shel aliyah. Sula Mutzav Arza Rosha Magima Magia Shemaima Lishol Tachta. That the seven, this cake, the special cake, which had special look to it, had a look of a sulam, the sulam which was from earth until heaven. V'taimon b'zeh, and why is it that we have this special type of cake, the seven layer cake? Shesulam kimo Sinai v'gematria. I don't know if this all rhymes. But sulam kimo Sinai v'gematria. That sulam, which is a ladder, is kimo Sinai v'gematria. They're both 130. Okay? We had a 32, 49. Now we're up to 130. That sulam is equal to 130 and Sinai is equal to 130. And this represents the ladder ascending the sphere ladder. What is a ladder? A ladder, I was thinking about this. The ladder is something that you place from one area and allows you to reach a high area, a place high up. You're basically setting your goal, reaching this high place, and you get there by climbing each rung one at a time. Yeah.
Shol is not
Is worse, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll have to, some of those lines need more clarity. Okay, we have to get a hold of that safer. So, the point is that if you want to make it to the top, you want to make it to where the ladder ascends, you go step by step, rung by rung. That's the way you reach high levels. And that's why you have to have seven layer cake on tefillos. To remind us that layer by layer, step by step, that's how we receive the Torah. That's how we become great people. And he says later on, we're not going to read it because it looks like Ari Chaim is ready to bench. Are we ready to bench, Ari Chaim? Okay, give us maybe 2 minutes. That there was a minute to have, again, seven layer cake, and he says a little bit differently because there were seven rikim that Moshe ascended when he went up to Shemayim. It wasn't just that God descended seven rikim, but Moshe ascended seven rikim. I'm not sure which one it was. Did God come down seven? Did we go up seven? One of the two. According to this shot, Moshe ascended seven rikim, seven heavens, to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that ascent. It's that ascent. The ladder, the goal, where you're headed. It's that ascent which is so important, so critical in reaching our destination. And I really think that as we're moving up in the ladder of Sphira and we're ascending towards Matan Torah, and we have our goal, our mission is to make ourselves better people in order to become better Jews, more learned. Torah is so key, as the Chinuch said, in our development, that we have to continue to be at least midway in our desire and reaching our goal, which is Kabbalah Satorah, which is becoming a great Jew. And I hope that some of these things, this lesson that we're learning about, which is about setting goals and dreaming, is something that you all can take in all areas of, specifically, your Avodas Hashem and becoming better Jews, and of course, as well in other areas. It's important to be a good person, successful person. You want to be successful, you want to be a doctor, so you have to have dreams. And I hope that Mirz Hashem, everyone here, will accomplish their goals, will have dreams, and will accomplish their dreams. And Mirz Hashem will experience the rest of Sfira, good Sfira, and wonderful Shavuos. And it's great that we learn together. And once again, it's all up.